apart in a category all by himself. Then there's spiritual anointing. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight when we talk about the power of the Savior, how he is the ultimate source for us. Spiritual anointing is with the Holy Ghost that is conferred also upon Christians by God. That's a gift given by God when we accept him. He gives us an anointing to be his children. He gives us anointing if we are called to preach, if we're called to teach or pastor. He also gives you an anointing to do what you do if you're not called to those things. That's why God wants you to know that there's no hierarchy in this thing called humanity and church office. There's no bishop over you. There's no pastor over you. Those terms have been changed and allowed to be misused and abused to subject people to be below others in office. Let me simplify. We sit at the feet of Christ, not at the feet of people. But I understand what that means. It's like, oh, I love sitting under this pastor. I love sitting under that. I make sure that every minister God assigns to me knows the truth. Don't sit at my feet. You're just going to see I need a pedicure too. Jesus is the only one who does not need a pedicure because he is not limited by the flesh. We are, I'm just human, you're just human. God blesses me like he blesses you in different ways to do powerful things, but it's all God. It's not me. It's the power of God. Yes, he's given me the ability to speak extemporaneously without great preparation because he's always perpetually training me. He's given me the ability to touch and to heal because he does that through me. He's given me the ability to preach with power and teach with conviction because he does that through me. I cannot take credit for anything. So, yeah, well, but you have to study and you have to practice. I do. Absolutely. And he gives me what I need to do those things. So to God be the glory for all of it. Spiritual anointing he gives you to be a good mom, to be a great dad. He gives you anointing to be a person who's transitioning, hello Robert, from work to retirement and dealing with back issues. He gives you a special anointing just because you are his child and you believe in him. Sometimes you just have to ask for it. And what does that look like? Well, it simply looks like this. God anoints you. It's a two-part thing. When he anoints you and you pray for that, he anoints you to be and he anoints you to do. So if you are a mother and that's what you want your anointing, to do that better, then he will anoint you to be a mother, a wonderful mother, and he'll anoint you to do the mother things that you need to do. And how do you...
Doing comedy at a church. Like, how is this going to work out, really? I mean, some people are like, I just came to see this thing explode. What's so amazing about doing comedy at church, when I was a kid, laughing at church was illegal. I couldn't laugh at church. I remember one time laughing at church because this lady was jumping around and her wig fell off. So that stuff was funny. Her wig fell off, and then my grandmother would pinch and twist.
Ouch.
I can understand a pinch. You gonna twist? That's the devil. Dude on stage is mad at everybody. I can't figure out why he's so angry. 7 years old, I figured out why he was so angry. He was angry because he had some phlegm caught in his throat.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end of every sentence, he tried to get it out. He'd be like, the Lord said,
oh.
Act like you. I'm like, Grandma, he needs to gargle, Grandma.
You got preacher jokes. Let's listen in to Jonathan Slocum.
I started the only one time and I went into my... She had a from her mom. She was actually in the mall again. And as a matter of fact, she made my great-grandkids and crazy names too. And I went to her and I said, man, excuse me. Such a beautiful children and you are so beautiful. You know, these are the grandkids and great-grandkids. These are my great-grandkids, baby. I said, well, what are their names? She said, okay, wait a minute now. You know, when they can only lose three things. One, your memory. And I forget I want to do that. What are you talking about? Let me introduce you to them. This is Ruby. And that's Diamond. That's Pearl. And when I'm telling with that, I said, that's Honey. And I said, Ruby, Diamond, Pearl. And that's you. First Kings after Prince's jewels.
Yes.
She said, no, I mean, all of them ain't precious. I ain't gonna lie. Little bit time in the middle, that's why I named them that, because they is my precious great grandchildren. Yes, they is.
If they don't, then it don't matter. I don't live here. I'm not going to be embarrassed.
Okay.
So, black people love napkins.
That's so wrong, but so right.
Me too. I don't even know why.
Oh, my God. I got a cramp.
See, a lot of black people ain't laughing right now because they frontin'.
Oh, my God.
But you know, if you ever been to a restaurant or a bar and just seen a clean stack of napkins, you just be staring at them, don't you, love? As soon as she leave, I'm taking all of them out of there. Watch. I'm grabbing every last one of them. You don't even use them, neither. You just steal them. Like, we think we gonna run out of toilet paper or something. White people go eat at a restaurant, they got one napkin, use it, throw it away. Black people, we take the whole container out of there. Then we throw some in the glove compartment, some in our purse, back pockets all out there. Something about blacks and napkins, there's a connection right there. It was sad when Michael Jackson died. I remember I was watching a funeral on TV, and my son, he was like 7 at the time. He wasn't too familiar with Michael Jackson. And they showed a picture of Mike on the screen, and my son was like, Daddy, who's that? And I said, Michael Jackson. Then they showed another picture of Mike, and my son was like, Daddy, who's that? And I said, Michael Jackson. And they showed another picture of Mike. And my son was like, Daddy, who's that? And I said, Michael Jackson. My son was like, you're kidding me.
Okay, no, seriously, I caught a cramp. I don't know why I was trying to hold my laugh in. Okay, that was Dion Cole. I want to hear one more. I got to get another sister on here. Shanita Morris, also known as Chocolate.
To God be the glory. Give it up for the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Ma'am.
Look at what the Lord has done. God is incredible. I have to bring my purse on stage, you know, I don't, you know, ain't nothing in it. It's just, you know, and like Willie said, I used to get paid, you know, it used to be coach bags and everything, so now it's just X's and O's, honey, X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know about them X's and O's, huh, ladies? Marshalls and TJ Maxx like a mug, amen?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's good to be here, praise God, this is so incredible. Thank you, Willie and Woody. You know, I always give props to Woody. You know, I've been single for a long time, so, you know, Woody look good. Now, I've been single a long time, you know, and I'm divorced, you know, so, you know, I'm divorced twice, you know. Don't judge me. You know, you tell people you divorced, you know, they have mercy on you. You say two times, they looking at you like, oh, it's her fault. Something wrong with her. You know, and I'm working on me. But you don't know my story, so don't judge me. Amen?
Right.
You know, trust me, every biblical reason given for a divorce, trust me, I had it. Amen? Amen. You know, the first one was a crackhead, and the second one was trying to crack my head.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think that's funny, personally. That's not the funny part. Amen? But the sad part is, you know, being single today, it's really hard. Today, and it's sad because, you know, we have more means of communicating now than we have ever had before. Yet men have become even worse with your communicating. You are. With your communicating. See what I mean? They don't listen. Don't hear nothing. Everybody heard that but him. And you know he's single. So nobody wants you. You haven't learned to listen. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been dating a dude for 3 months. Don't know what he sound like. Because all we do is text.
Oh, my God.
Oh, y'all didn't like that one.
It's true.
Or y'all just don't get it. But I'm going to tell you, you know, we're not really seeing each other. You know, I just follow him on Twitter. And I'm waiting on him to follow me back. You know, then I know the feeling is mutual.
All right, that was Miss Shanita Chocolate Morris. And we heard Dion Coles. We also heard Michael Jr., Shonda Pierce, and Bone Hampton. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. That's our Ha Hallelujah for this moment. At this time, we're going to hear a little more music, then we're going to come back to talk about some of the highlights from 2017 from Standing in the Gap here on Praise 107.9. that is the truth. God has brought us from a mighty, 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 mighty long way. And so we should be very, very grateful to him for that. I believe that we are. We come tonight, as we started off with, to make a joyful noise to the Lord, make a joyful shout to the Lord, as the New King James Version says. We come tonight to give thanks in everything, for this is the will in God in Christ Jesus concerning us, to praise him. We come tonight, as Ephesians said, to be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with our hearts to the Lord. We come tonight, as Psalms 136 says, to give thanks to the God of heaven for his loving kindness, meaning his graciousness, his mercy, his compassion. It endures forever. We come tonight to praise ye the Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord, to give thanks unto Adonai, to give thanks unto El Shaddai, Almighty God, to give thanks unto Jehovah Jireh, the one who is our provider, to give thanks to Jehovah Rapha, the one who is our healer. We come tonight to give thanks for getting us to and almost through an entire another year. So I'm grateful for that. What I'm grateful for also tonight is that I'm here to take your prayer requests. I do have some that are coming through email and social media, so thank you. I have those, and we're going to pray for those before we leave for tonight. I also have Sister Nicole here, who is our earth angel for the night. Thank God for that. She's going to let us know what she's grateful for to the Lord for this past 2017, right?
Right.
You're listening.
God has blessed me tremendously. He filled me with his joy and peace. I'm in awe. And also, I like to thank him for family and friends. He has exposed me to so many powerful believers that, you know, I'm just like, I have to, like, pinch myself. Like, I can't believe I'm in their presence. Like,
oh,
thank you, God.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, you know, for always being with me, never leaving me, and last, his mercies. We all need them, and I thank him for his mercies.
Absolutely. Amen. Are you ready to tell us what you're looking forward to, like one of your personal prayer requests for the upcoming 2018?
I'm looking forward to just being in a more intimate relationship with him, being
beautiful.
In his presence more.
Okay.
And also my new home he will be blessing me with.
Say that again. Go ahead. Say that again.
I'm also looking forward to my new home.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God, Lord, will be blessing me with.
That's right. I believe it. I want him to be in the whole process of the searching to find just the right home. And I like that you said home and not just house, because you know he's going to make it a home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
So as far as, when do you listen to this show, Standing in the Gap?
Mostly Saturday nights and Sunday nights.
Okay. Where are you when you listen?
On my way to work and when I get to work.
Okay. So you work
until 1 a.m.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Nobody.
That is definitely the midnight, late night shift.
Yes.
How long you been working there?
I've been working at my job since 2007.
Okay, very good. God is blessing. And what have you heard? Why did you start listening in the first place?
I don't know. One night I was just riding to work, and I heard the radio show come on, and it just caught my attention, and I never stopped listening.
Praise the Lord for that. I remember, I think you called first, and you said that you didn't believe that somebody was actually in the studio, right?
Correct.
What did you say? What did you think, that it was just pre-recorded?
I don't really know the radio terminology, but
uh-huh.
I just believe that nobody was in the studio. I'm like, nobody is there, whatever.
And this late hour, right?
Yeah, like, who else would be up with me?
Yes. I see there, that's the Lord. It's not even an ungodly hour when God's in it. It's a godly time, 24 hours a day. And so as far as what you've heard thus far, what I feel blessed by the Lord in this broadcast is to hear the prayer requests from other people for other people. I love when people call and ask for prayer requests for themselves, which is huge, because some of us always think, oh, I don't want to bother anybody, or it's going to make me seem like I'm a victim or I'm weak, and that's not the case. It takes strength to say that I need help with what I'm going through. And so those who call in for some counseling, for a counseling ear, for prayer requests, those who share their praise reports, I love to hear them call, first of all, to punk Satan that way. And then I love to hear us unselfishly also pray for other people. Even while the caller is going through something, some of them, most people have called and they're going through something, but that wasn't even their prayer request. The prayer request was for somebody else. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'll put, because of the Lord, I'll put them on as a prayer request in addition to what they're asking for somebody else. So my blessing in being able to be a part of this is to actually hear your voice, to hear all of your voices out there as you lift the voices for yourself, which is self-care, which we talk about a lot, but also that you seriously pray on behalf of other people, that you are noticing. That's what God is trying to get a lot of us to do, to look up from what we're doing, to take tunnel vision off, stop looking at the pad and the tablet and the phone, and pull the earphones out and pay attention to what's going on around us, because there's so many people hurting around us, and if we just give them a little attention. So when you do that, that blesses me. I'm here because of God, to try to be a blessing for God, to God's people, and I don't expect anything back except to be obedient to my assignment. So that's like extra blessing back for me. So that's what I appreciate. You calling in, and you know you still can, 904-296-2251. I'm just saying. So as far as you, how has God blessed you at all by listening in? Because you've been listening in for a while now.
I would say that I've been blessed by this show, It's Not Fear.
Nice.
Yeah, you helped me, thank God.
Great. Okay.
And you just said it, but this is a statement she say very frequently, to not let Satan punk you.
We'll try.
Yes, he surely will. Yeah. So that's how I've been blessed.
Beautiful, absolutely. And that says I'm just teaching the same thing that God not only has taught but continues to teach me as I continue to grow too. Some of the things we've talked about this year, just to highlight, all praise goes to God for that. We started out with church people hurt by church people. Amazing calls and information people shared about that, and the power of prayer that we were able to experience together in helping people to get beyond how they've been hurt by other Christians, by other people in church leadership, by other bishops, pastors. And I apologize also doing then, as I frequently do, for other pastors as well, when we show the lesser side of our humanness, because we are very human. And I also pray on behalf of all those leadership, it's still more good leaderships and God leaderships, people of God, and churches who do their best not to hurt but to help. And we prayed on behalf of them too, to stay encouraged. We also did release those bags as we let go of different things from the past. We also did, we introduced Hallelujah, Healing Through Laughter, during the second month here, and that's what we now put as a part of the clip. We introduced Don't Tap Out, Tap In Jesus, talking about depression, suicidal ideation, as well as those who want to feel like they want to hurt others physically that they've been hurt by so much. We introduced Disciple Shape for discipleship, knowing that we have to approach being disciples in a very holistic way because of God, that our mind, our spirit, our physical bodies, as well as our emotions have to be intact so that we can serve God and be used by God. The upside and downside of being set apart, talking about what it's like when God sets you apart to do something for him that only you can do for him with your persona, your personality, and how sometimes that sets you apart from either even other people who are called to do similar things in ministry, as well as how it makes you feel when you're sometimes set apart even from your family. And from friends that you used to be closer to, how uncomfortable it is, but how it's more comfortable to be that close to God when he does it. We have also stood in the gap for intercessory prayer, as we talked about praying in between two extremes, in the meantime, between the blueprint of a blessing and the blessing itself, there's an in the meantime, and how that in the meantime can be just that, a very mean time, a period of time. And that was from 1 Kings 18 when we talked about Elijah, and he went on the top of Mount Carmel and he had to decide how to serve God, to choose who and how he was going to serve God. We also did shut the hell up, and we weren't cursing, and we're not doing it now. Shut the hell, the wickedness, the evil, the naysaying that people say sometimes to try to get us off path from what God has planned for us. Public enemy number one is we did that as well. It's not Satan, as a lot of us like to think. Sometimes it's just the person looking back at me in the mirror. It's the one that's telling me I'm too shy to do, I'm too timid to do, I'm too this or that, that's not of God to do, when that's exactly why God chose you in the first place. We did wake up and dream also, how sometimes when we dream, God gives us visions when we are wide awake, and we have to learn how to not only see those visions, write those visions, but walk in those visions on the way to the provisions, the provisions for them. So those are just a few that we've done, and one of the most important one is self-care. Is not selfish. Who's taking care of you, and how are you for real, for real? So I thank God for that. We have some more topics and things coming up in the new year. Thank God for that. In the meantime, please give me a call here so we can hear your prayer requests and praise reports as we try to make our way to this new year. Only a couple of days left. 904-296-2251. In the meantime, I know we can complain, but my testimony, as it is Reverend Paul Jones here, as well as Sister Nicole, is that we won't complain. I know that's yours too. There's just too much good, too much God for me to even waste your time with that. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes
So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me.
Hallelujah. He absolutely has, and we're going to get back to Reverend Jones, Paul Jones. I have one of our listeners on now, one of our callers on, Ms. Thomasina. Thomasina, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what's your prayer request for?
A couple weeks ago, I called you to tell you that in 2018, I wasn't all my sisters them to get together.
Right.
And my brother, my one brother.
Right.
But my one brother wasn't there, and we got all the sisters got together for my older sister's birthday.
What? December 21st?
Yes.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I was hurting, but it was good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad for you. Did y'all have a good time together?
Yes, we had a good time.
Okay.
And she was so happy because everybody was out. We took pictures and stuff.
Praise the Lord. God is able and willing. So that's a
and
problem.
I had to hold my broken phone up so I can call you. I couldn't call you last weekend
because
I was trying to get this phone to work.
Well, you got it working enough, so thank God for that. We may have to pray for you to get a new phone, too.
Yes.
So I'm glad he answered your prayer with that and starting the healing process, but also you said that you were hurting. What was going on with you physically?
And then I just want to put a request for my friend Willie, because he's going through a lot and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, God be sending me little things and to tell him, but he don't be wanting to hear it. So I be like, Lord, what can I do? So just keep him up in prayer, too.
God, you would be praying for him, too. Now tell me what's going on with you.
Me, Wednesday, I went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I almost had an asthma attack. It was too hot on the buses.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So when I got off, I was like, knees, I couldn't talk and stuff. But God made it through.
Okay. Now, are you resting now? You're resting now?
The help I needed.
You're resting now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But, you know, I had to get this phone fixed. This 3 days, I couldn't get you, so I had to get this phone fixed.
You're so silly. You can still email, too. Email and do the...
I can't even do that.
Oh, okay. I
can't
gotcha.
Even get on Facebook.
I'm sorry. Well, you need the rest anyway. There's nothing happening that God can't tell you about if you need to know about it. So don't even worry about it. You haven't missed a thing. But I am glad that you are well and you're getting better. Asthma attack can be pretty scary, especially when you're out in public. So I'm glad that you got to a safe place and that they took care of you. Do that self-care, okay? Remember, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. I know your other sister has a birthday party coming up, a birthday celebration coming up, and that's just love that she wants you to be there, just present, even if you don't do anything. But she loves you enough also to know, you know, that you got to do your health first. So just remind her that you're taking it easy for a reason, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll do that. 2017, what are you grateful for just for you as far as what God has done for you?
You know, being in this place, I'm in. God is strengthening me every day. The trials I've been going through in this place I'm living in,
mm-hmm.
and it is like He strengthened me to go back out and be on my own and stuff, because I went into a big depression mode when my auntie passed, because I ain't never seen my auntie and get to spend time with her, and she passed.
When did she pass?
She passed this year.
Okay, that's tough. She's real. And, you were real close with her?
I couldn't get the little bit of time that me and her had on the phone. It was good.
Okay.
But I wanted to see her.
Okay. Now, you know, what do you call your aunt?
My auntie, Aunt Pearlene.
Aunt Pearlene?
She stayed down there in Stanford, Florida.
Okay. Now, you know.
And then my oldest brother had passed.
Yeah, I remember you said that. You know your Aunt Pauline loves you, not past tense, loves you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, do you know that did she know that you love her?
Yes, ma'am. We talk every day, every morning.
Okay. So we're going to pray for you and your health, that you keep this asthma under wraps and that you get the rest you need. We're going to pray for your sister and the birthday coming up. We're going to thank God for allowing you all to come together, even to start the healing process with your sisters and asking him to continue to bring your brother into that as well. We're going to pray on behalf of Brother Willie as well and things that he's going through, that he'd be able to see the truth that God shows him. And let all the other things go. We're going to pray that God continue to bless the soul of your Aunt Pauline and that you continue to be blessed in your relationship with him. Now, I'm saying this to you out of love, and I'm saying it to myself, I'm saying it to Nicole, I'm saying it to everyone that's listening as well. When we do have loved ones that we lose, God does have a way of allowing closure and allowing us to share the love with them even beyond the earthly realm. But we have to also remember that our primary connection still has to be with him, that we still have to spend more time talking and listening with him than anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to be encouraging it too. I used to do that with my mom and missing her so much, so I, you know, totally understand it. But God, even in good things like that, he is still a very territorial, jealous God. He wants us to put nobody before him. So however he's allowing you to feel communication with her, a lot of times it's usually him anyway. But make sure you know, let him know, which I believe you are, that let him know that you know he and he alone is your God, that he and he alone is watching over you, that he and he alone is the one who's keeping you and praying you through things, and that you appreciate the fact that he gave you such a beautiful aunt. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we're going to pray for that coming up. I'm going to get to the next caller, but thank you for calling, and Happy New Year coming up, okay?
Y'all too.
Okay, you stay blessed, sis.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So she got the hang up.
More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Find my midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
I want to make sure I get Mother D on the line. She has her own praise report. Mother D, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great, thank God. I'm feeling wonderful. I had my, like I said, I had my procedure today. And they went inside and took pictures of my stomach inside. Everything's well.
Praise God.
And I just thank God for you and your medicine, because God is going to bless you, double bless you for the year, too.
Oh, God bless you. I really appreciate that. Now, what's the name of the church where you go?
The church I go to is Lubin Ford.
Okay. What's your pastor's name?
His name is Rob Jackson.
Okay, and I know you love him, and you've been praying for him, and you've got us praying for him, too. He's back and in action. His back is okay?
Oh, yes, he's doing good. He's doing good. As a matter of fact, my whole family, church, has been doing First Lady, his wife, all of them, everybody's doing well.
Very good. And, yeah, we're praying for First Lady, too, because, you know, can't do healthy ministry without her.
Yes, there you go. There you go. And I just thank God that now, I just pray for my lost family that they need to get to know God.
Okay. Then we definitely still praying for that. What are you thankful for? One thing you're most thankful for that God's done for you this 2017, Mother D?
Well, I just thank God for him just being in my life. And I just thank him for just because he gave his life for me.
Amen.
And I just thank God that I can love the unlovable. And pray for the ones that don't know him. And just keep, you know, I mean, it's so much you can go on to see about God. I mean, it's go on and on. But I just love him. What I love, what he has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get no stronger in him, you know.
I think you summed it up. Like, I mean, it's hard to sum God up. But I think you did a good job in your first line in that you thank him for being in your life. That when God is in your life, that really does give you eternal life, and it gives you everlasting life, and it starts at the moment you accept him, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, because once you accept him, you say, I never leave you or forsake you.
That's
and
right.
So you got to hold on to that. And then, you know, the devil is so busy, you know, he tries to discourage me and my children and stuff.
Yeah, but he's a punk.
I'm not going to let him do that.
Right.
I'm going to defeat him.
Yeah, Mother D be punking Satan on a daily basis. I love that. Thank you for that. We're going to keep praying for your family. We're thanking God with you for getting you through another year. You've had some, it's hard to say ups and downs. You've had ups and kind of midways because you handle your downs so well with your faith and knowing that God's going to honor you with his faithfulness. It's hard for me to even say your downs were down, because God still kept you up doing them. You know, when we face any type of surgery, light, outpatient, or otherwise, some people are very anxiety-stricken, some people are very shaky and nervous about it, but you handled it like a champ, like you always do, because you knew God was there with the laser surgery, you knew God was there for your eye, you knew God's there for your body, for your stomach, and I know he must be very proud of how you are continuously praising him, no matter what it looks like, because you know he's always worthy of praise, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Because I have to keep my eyes on him. You see, not on yourself, keep your eyes on him.
Amen.
And that's why I love talking to you, because God is blessing you, and God got something very important for you to do for 2018.
I receive that. Thank you in Jesus' name. So we're going to get those prayer requests going now, also going to open the doors of the kingdom. Thank you for transitioning us so well to that, too, and talking about just allowing God in your life, okay?
Yes, and you have a blessed new year, and God bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye, Mother D.
Bye-bye.
My good day, I'll weigh my bad day. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. That is Miss Deborah Cox, and we heard Reverend Jones, Paul Jones, before that. It's Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We have Earth Angel Assistant in this place, Miss Nicole, also known as Nikki. She is here tonight. She's going to share her prayer request with us after we open the doors of the kingdom. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus that if you do not have a relationship with God, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please know that this is the time to do it. Tomorrow is not promised and yesterday is gone. So right now, the present is your present, your gift from God to make that choice. All you have to do is simply let him know it. You can say a simple prayer, just as I am about to right now, that God, I thank you for being God. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit as I do this action. And I ask you to direct and order my steps according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. The hardest part's been done for you. Find yourself into a church home as a family member or a friend or a neighbor or a colleague or classmate. If they have a good church home that they're pleased with, that they hear the word of God, and that as far as they can tell, they are preaching, teaching, and living the word of God. And if you don't know of anyone that you can get that information from, if you don't know of a church home, then please give me a call up here, 296-2251. I'll be glad to share with you some of the ones that I've had a chance to visit more than twice to get that sense as well of a good place for you to worship based on what you want. A lot of ministries to choose from, bigger number in the church or smaller, more intimate number in the church. Just give me a call here. I'll be glad to help. Now we're going to hear from Miss Nicole. Tell us what your prayer request is, darling.
I would like to pray for my uncle, Cornelius Johnson.
Okay.
He's battling cancer right now.
Okay.
But I believe he's already healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And also my coworker, we're going to just say Miss B.
Okay.
Who is also battling illness, and pray for her healness. Pray for her healing. I'm sorry.
You said Miss V or B?
B.
Okay, Miss B. And what do you call your uncle?
I call him Uncle Junior.
Okay, so we're going to pray for him as personally, as intimately as we can. Thank you for sharing that with us as well. We're going to do that now as we prepare to close out. We're going to pray. I'm going to answer some of the prayer requests by email, so I will be here until 1, but I want to get to those who are direct messaging, who are messenger as well, and who are email, and I want to respond to them right now as well. So I'll be here if you still want to call, 904-296-2251. But I want to give them some of this one-on-one attention as well. So God, we thank you right now for the power in prayer. We thank you for allowing us this time. We thank you for the praise reports that we have with the new homes, with the new residences, with the new transportation. We thank you for Thomasina and helping her, that God, not to be overwhelmed by asthma attack, but to get to the right place safely. We ask now that you continue to heal her and help her and to manage her health. We ask, God, that you also be a blessing continuously to her sisters and her brother. And thank you for what you're already doing and allowing them to celebrate together on the 21st of this month. But also, dear God, help them to come together even for the upcoming event. And that though Thomasina may not be able to make it there, dear God, her spirit will be with her. But we know her prayers will be with them. Help them to get her a phone, a better phone, so that she can FaceTime with them or call them just to be a part of this celebration. But please allow her brother to be a special part as you heal all of them together. We ask that you continue, dear God, to make your presence known to Brother Willie on the things that he's going through, especially the downs, dear Lord. Help him to know that you are God and that you can help him to and through any situation that he's in as he just holds on to you, where he may not feel he has a grip on you or he may not even fully accept you, dear God. We know that you can have a grip on him and allow him to know that you are the one that created him, so you are the ultimate one who can keep him, sustain him, and get him through his trials to bring about triumphs. We pray also for Auntie Pauline that you continue to bless her soul and help Thomasina to always know the love that she has for her will be just that, everlasting, and that the ultimate love that she has for you is eternal. And for that, we thank you for being the love of her life. As you bless her through her aunt, we know you are blessing her directly and blessing others through her as well. God, thank you for Mother D and her testimony. Thank you for her being such a strong woman of faith. Thank you for the things in her life that come, that she stands as a true prayer warrior, knowing that you are only using those things to get closer to her and to season her testimony. Thank you that as you are maturing her at every age and stage of life, that she is becoming better and not bitter, because you are just that good. We ask that you continue to work with her family, each and every member, those who are close to her and those who are in distant places, that they also call upon you before they take their last breath. We pray they do it as soon as possible to accept the gift of salvation, this invitation from you to be connected to them. We ask, dear God, that you continue to help Uncle Junior. We thank you for his niece, Nicole. We ask that you overcome that which is trying to overcome him and all that are like him, God. Overcome cancer of all types for him, for those from the youngest, from the babies to the oldest, and help him, dear God, in his current state not to suffer, and help him as he does feel pain and he does feel nausea or discomfort. Help him, dear God, to focus on your presence. Make your presence known, because in your presence is the fullness of joy. So we trust that though the doctors and nurses and medications are doing what they can and you can bless through them, we pray, dear God, humbly that you also just bless and heal him directly, for you truly are the ultimate balm. We ask, dear God, that you bless Miss B and everything that's happening within her life. Remind her, dear God, of the things that you have brought her to and through before, and help her to know that as she leans upon you, you will not fail her, you will not let her fall. Let her feel encouragement right now, even as we pray for her. Let her know that someone cares about her enough to even lift her name in prayer, privately, but not secretly. Because we know, dear God, that you know exactly what is happening intimately as you keep your hand upon your daughter. Have your way with this broadcast. We thank you for almost another year. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another weekend. We thank you for another 2 hours, minute by minute, and ask that you bless each and every person. We simply ask, dear God, that as we go to a close this broadcast and this day, that you continue to do what you and only you do best, in ordering our steps according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, dear hearts, be encouraged, stay encouraged, encourage someone else. Know that I love you, but most importantly, God loves you and is standing in the gap for us all.